show them that even though we're Chinese by blood, we're Filipinos by heart talaga. Yes, it's cliche, but it's true. Philippines is my home.
What's up and welcome to the sixth episode of Mishconceptions. As you may have seen in the title, this is our CNY episode, so I want to greet everyone a prosperous year of the metal ox. But before we start debunking common stereotypes and misconceptions in the Chinese-Filipino culture, I just want to share that if you have any need for creative direction or photography or videography, please do check Zeke.visuals at Instagram. Again, that's Zeke.visuals via Instagram. I'll put the link down in the description. So today we will have a CNY or a Chinese New Year episode. That's why I can't think of a better, you know, I can't think of a better guest than these two people that I have with me here today. So they are the two key ambassadors of the Chinese Filipino community, as they were both recently crowned as the Mr. and Miss Chinatown 2020. More than their title as the reigning Mr. and Miss Chinatown, I also wanted to do a bit of introduction about them. So Cass actually joined Binibining Pilipinas before Mr. and Miss Chinatown, and she is also doing ballet for almost 10 years now. She's also teaching ballet, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Cass? Okay, so see, Justin naman is very family-oriented, who loves spending time at their kitchen baking and cooking goodies and pastries. If you check his Instagram stories, it's all about food, guys. And he has a passion for singing as well. So yun. So hi, Cass. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Mish.
How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Yes.
Ang tagal na since ano? You're since the virtual pageant, no?
I know. Since last year pa.
Yeah.
I've seen you both so busy in all your outreach programs that you've been doing. So I'm really happy, you know, to see all those after the pageant activities. So how has your life been so far? Ever since you got crowned as the Mr. and Miss Chinatown, has it changed so much?
Ladies first,
Cass? Sige. Well, after the pageant, Mish, it was actually very nice to get to see everyone. After a few weeks now, we had our photo shoot at Hilton. Yeah. So it was really great seeing everyone in person, because we've been seeing each other in Zoom for so long. And it was like, I wonder what you look like in real life. So finally gathering all of the winners, it was a really great experience.
Go, Justin.
Oh, naman, like after being crowned as the new Mr. Chinatown 2020, I think personally and honestly, nothing changed much. It's just that right now, I experienced some funny events after announced as Mr. Chinatown. Because like every time I go out like go grocery or like go to the gym. So it's like, especially for the first 2 weeks after the caravan I had here at the club, it's like I'm not used to people asking me, like, can I take your photo, please? Oh. So it's like I'm the really shy type and
concerned
type. So yes, no problem. But I think what really impacted me as having that title is not about the fame that I will be getting or the attention that I will be getting. But I think it really showed me the true meaning of what it meant to have the to have a title. Because like, for example, during in December, like me and Cass have different projects. Like I went to Boys Town, I reached out to them. These are some kids who are like cannot be placed in prison because they're still like underage. So for me, it made me realize a lot. And then it made me think that I should be really thankful of whatever I have right now. And then I think the rest is ano na lang. I know there's a lot of opportunities. Like a lot of people will contact you, but the thing is it's COVID. So I don't want to take the risk to keep on flying in and out of Manila. So I think right now it's more about community and family for me.
Anyway, moving to our episode, our topic for today. Again, this is a Chinese New Year episode. So as our listeners could see in the title, it's gonna talk. We're gonna talk about stereotypes of the Chinese Filipino culture, or let's say Chinese community. So I hope this is gonna be fun and engaging for our listeners as we talk about, you know, misconceptions and stereotypes in the Chinese culture. So I've listed down a few things that we, you know, we could start talking about, and maybe you can share your thoughts. So as given the title, they always think na lahat ng Chinese magaling sa math. True or false?
Okay, I think I'll start with that one. Yes, as a Filipino Chinese, I have heard that since I was 6 years old, that, oh, you're Asian, you must be good at math. You know, I used to live in the States before. I still got that from my white friends. And then now that I'm here in the Philippines, I've been living here for so long, I still get that from my Filipino friends. Like, oh, kasi chan ko pala, siguro magaling ka sa science, no? Patingin nga ng ano, homework mo. Alam, yung mga ganun. Racial stereotype. It has some truth to it, you know? I have a lot of Chinese friends who are really brilliant in math, really brilliant in science, but I also have a lot of friends too, being a ballerina and being into the arts. I have so many other Filipino Chinese friends who are good at painting, who are good at singing, just like Justin, he's a great singer. You know, so I think it's not good to just put on these blinders and just focus on, like, okay, if you're Chinese, you must be only good at math. You must be only good at these certain subjects. So I think that's kind of wrong. And like personally, honestly, I'm just pretty average in science and math. Looking back at my scores back in high school and college, you know, it's not the best, but it's not the worst either. So yeah, I think coming from experience, it's really a stereotype. There's truth to it, but it's also kind of false. What do you think, Justin? I think you're really good at math. I think you're really good at math and science.
You know what? For me, math naman kasi in reality, in real life, it's like, di ba? I mean, subtract geometry or something. I don't know. I don't know. Kasi how I see it, for example, if you do business, you need to have the analytical skills to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's a measurement for angles or whatsoever is that called, diba? Mm-hmm. So for me, parang, ano talaga, math and science is, I just need to pass it. I just need to pass it.
Justin, I have a question. But were you ever like stereotype na, oh, si Justin, yap pala yung last name, magaling yung sa math. Like,
yeah, I have a feeling naman na once you are a Chinoy, once you're a Chinoy, everyone would always ask that to you talaga. I think mm-hmm. there's no Chinoy, for me, how I see it, there's no Chinoy living right now na at least once man lang hindi sinabihan
yes.
na, uy, you're Chinese, magaling kayo sa math, pwede ka computer.
Pakopya naman.
Baka you don't need calculator, ano na lang, yeah. like mental math or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to look back to it, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. Alam mo ba, kapag nagta-travel ako with my friends, both Chinois and non-Chinois, they always let me compute the budget.
Oh my.
Kaya mo kay Michelle, siya na bahala mag-compute. Galing naman sila sa math eh. Yung mga ganun.
After so, every dinner, no?
Oo, di ba? Sila na bahala mag-divide yeah, yeah. yan. But know. You know, apart from calculator, you know what's a very handy tool right now? Excel. What?
I actually have friends who use Excel. They always told me to, kasi you have to use Excel sheet for your personal expenses. As in, yan na yung parang budgeting system now. Because it does it automatically. I think I have to sit on its own. Amazing.
It's very handy. It's yeah. very handy knowledge.
I should learn that.
Okay. Second question. Chinois love their tikoy. Obviously, diba? Chinese New Year, there's always tikoy.
Yes.
True or false for you?
True, definite true.
True.
True, true, true. It's so delicious. I think the first time I've had tikoy was when I migrated nga. My ama told me it was like, oh, Cassie, you should try this. It's like sapin-sapin. Or is it, it's like mochi from Japan. You know, tteokbokki from Korea. So it's basically like any other Asian sticky rice dish, but she's like, you have to put egg and I'll fry it and I'll give you some. And it's literally the yummiest thing ever. And what do you call that? I was very curious, like, why is it such a big thing here in the Philippines? So I remember
I think my Laosher told me about this story, was that like Tikoy, the story behind Tikoy was, it's like there's this kitchen god, you know Santa Claus, right? It's like, yeah. It's Santa Claus and the kitchen god in Chinese culture. And then like he goes to heaven like a day before Chinese New Year, and like he gives a report to the emperor god who like lives up there in the clouds. And then he's like, okay, I'll give a report to I'll report on all of the households in like in China or like in Philippines, and I'll tell him, I'll tell the emperor god up there if they're good or bad. So it's like Santa Claus if you're on the naughty or nice list. And then apparently Tikoy is so sticky, and the ba when you eat it, it's like you can't really talk. So you have to offer the Tikoy to like this particular kitchen god so that he can't like say anything bad about that household. So that's pretty cool, because like every time you eat it, right, like you can't, you know, you can't really talk because it's so sticky. Lalang, it's just pretty cool. Share lang.
Sorry. First time ko narinig yun, ah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, but it's like the Chinese version of Santa Claus, naughty and nice list. So yeah, pretty cool.
To Justin.
Oh, like basically I just love Tikoy. I mean, I don't have to eat it during Chinese New Year lang. I think I just even ate Tikoy last month, you know, because someone gave us Tikoy. I don't know for what reason, like the Chinese New Year, yeah, but I'm just really thankful because when I saw Tikoy, like, okay, I already know that would be my breakfast or my snack. Aww. For the next day. I don't know. I just really, I love the taste, because it's very simple, you know, it's nothing complicated. I mean, the max that it could go would have flavors like panda, chocolate, ube,
and the ube.
Mm. But for me, the original is still
true.
Ako, I hate Tikoy.
Oh, you don't like the taste?
So hindi siya applicable sa akin. I prefer mooncake. But ako, like every Chinese year, whenever people ask, "Oy, pingin naman ng Tikoy." Mm-hmm. I always tell them, wala akong mabibigay kasi hindi kami bibili. Like, we do receive Tikoy for Chinese New Year. My sister actually loves Tikoy, but personally, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
But I love
it.
It's not the texture. I love sapin-sapin. I love mga sticky, peachy-peachy, mga ganun. It's just that Tikoy, parang hindi ko
feel. It's not your thing. But mooncake really is good. The one with the egg. Oh, yeah.
That's actually another stereotype, Mish, you know? Like, I mean, every Chinese New Year, I'm not sure if ako lang, pero like, sa school, it's like, uy, Chinese New Year, bring Tikoy, bring Tikoy.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't like it. It's kind of annoying.
Apparently, I'll always expect that you have Tikoy at home, or let's say, some mooncake festival, you have mooncake at home. Or,
it's so crazy.
Hey, third stereotype. Chinois are very good in business, or Chinois in general are always mayaman.
I think the first one is correct. The first one is true. Let me see. From my experience, even my younger cousins, they have already that business savvy. So they know how to keep they know how to save their money. They know how to use it in proper places. So that's just from my experience. But the Kariput side, I don't think so. That's kind of wrong, because most of the older Chinois I know, the ones who own businesses, the one who have their own things going on, I think most of them are, if they have the capacity to give out, to share, and to help the community, they really give back. Like, just like, I think the best example was the pandemic. COVID basically showed that. And of course, corporations like SM, of course, gave so much back. Of course, Mr. and Miss Chinatown gave so much back to the medical industry. So I think that's really great. So the first one is correct. It's true. A lot of Chinese from even a young age are taught to save money, to be business savvy. But the second one, not so much. We're not that creep, but we're actually very generous.
Justin.
For me, it made me think, like, the first question was, if we are like really good at business, it made me like dissect it into two. Because it's different. Not all Chinese are really good at business. But I think majority of Chinois are business-minded.
Yes, yeah.
Because it's two different things to be good at business and to another thing to be a business-minded.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think it all starts on if you have the mindset to be a business person. Because if you do have that and you have the drive, then you will be good at it. Mm-hmm. But if you only have the plans, you keep on planning to open a business, you keep on planning, but you're not actually doing anything. Or if you do something, you do it half-baked, as they say. Then you won't be a good business person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think not all Chinese people are good at business, but I think majority are very business-minded. Because mostly, I think it's true that most Chinese comes in a family wherein we want to get rich. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. I'm just being straightforward, when you come in a family, Chinese family, you want prosperity. Prosperity mm-hmm. in a sense wherein not only for your present self and your present mm-hmm. family, but of course, if you are a parent, you want to have more prosperity for your kids' kids, right? For your kids' family. So I don't see that in a way na pang selfish way. Mm-hmm. So if you see that parang all Chinese are mayaman or most Chinese are mayaman, yes, maybe they will be mayaman, but mm-hmm. I think it's more than the word mayaman. People do not actually see what these rich people or these rich families, Chinese families, go into to get that mayaman status. Because even if you are a rich family, I know a lot of rich families where they're really low profile. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't, if you walk past by them, you wouldn't know that, uy, siya pala yung anak niya, no? Siya pala owner ng ganito, diba? So I think that's a very good trait as well of us being Chinois naman.
Mm-hmm. I think from what I noticed, you both gave very good points. And I think what we need to clarify, it's not just really koripot. I think it's more value of money. True. It's like at an early age, we were told about, you know, the value of money, that how there are certain things that you need to spend on, there are certain things that you don't have to spend on. Hence, nagmumukhang koripot for some. Mm-mm. But in reality, it's just really knowing the value of money. I'm not saying that it's only Chinois who knows how to value money, right? There are a lot of people, who, even non-Chinois, do that, diba? So, in terms naman of what you said, on the business-minded versus being good in business, I totally agree. I think most Chinois really are very business-minded. It's just a matter of whether they act on it or not. Eh, diba? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree. Okay. This one, the next question, Cass will like. Okay, basta pag Chinois, when you go to college, there's only two professions that your parents wants to will accept. Mm-hmm. Lawyer or a doctor. Or siguro businessman na yung pangatlo if meron man. But not arts, right?
That's true.
So, Cass, definitely big falls.
Yes, very, very big falls. But there's actually truth to that. Because I think, not that I'm trying to differentiate us. It's because for me, my mom's Filipino kasi. And I'm literally half Filipino, half Chinese. And I think what really helped was that my mom's family was very into the arts, and yes, I have uncles from that side who are doctors and lawyers as well, but they also have, I also have lots of aunts and uncles as well who delved into the arts. Some are painters, some are singers, and I think I have one uncle who's an opera singer as well in that side. So I think from thanks to my mom's side, my dad got open-minded and realize like, hey, wait, I don't just have to bring my two kids to come on and just let them do the times table every single day. Yes, triggered ba kaya sa kuman? Because I did kuman too. Oh, a lot. Diba marami kami nagkukuman na field try. So it's pretty interesting. But you know about kuman. So anyways, yes. So thank you. Thanks to my dad and to my parents as well. They were really open to that.
So they made me try different things. I tried piano. I think I did taekwondo for a couple of days. And then I got into ballet, and they were very fortunate. I was very fortunate that they didn't let me stop. You know, I've had a few relatives say, oh, wala naman kwenta ballet. Where's that going to bring her in the future? There's no money in it, because like what I like what Justin said about there's emphasis on success in the future and success for the family, which in terms it's money basically, and that's okay too. So anyways, my point is here is that I'm just very fortunate, and I know from a lot of Filipino Chinese friends, they don't have that kind of open relationship with their parents regarding taking courses in the arts. I have some friends who were forced to go to business school. Some had to go into finance in Ateneo and UP and LaSalle. So I think it depends on the family. But for me, I'm just very fortunate that my parents were open to that.
I like what you said on the stability. It's usually what people think. Diba? Parang, if you go to arts, walang pera dyan eh.
Yes.
Narinig natin parate, right?
Yes, it's true though. And I think, can I add to that as well? Because not to say that these families who force their kids to go to finance school to be a lawyer and doctor, kahit ayaw nila, I'm not saying that they're technically the bad guy or like they're the villain, because of course, they just want what's best for their kids. And I totally understand that. But right now we're in 2021. We're getting there. We're getting to the point where we can be open to other courses and other types of industries and types of jobs. And sorry, I just have so many things to say about this because I literally lived this life.
This is for you. This question is for you, Cass. Go ahead.
And it just doesn't have to do. I was thinking about it, and I was talking to my Chinese friends about this in ballet, and we were like, it's not just the culture, it's also about the economy as well. The Philippines is a third world country, and even my professors are like, so Cassie, if your thesis is about ballet, do you think it's something that the whole Philippines can get on board with? Do you think that people will pay first to go to a ballet class than to feed their children? And that kind of sparked like a thought in my head, like maybe he's right. Maybe there's truth to that too, because in a third world country, the government and the whole country can't really focus on the arts yet. They have to find jobs for their citizens. They have to find jobs to feed their people. So it's not just the culture as well. It's also that it has so many, there's just so many layers to uncover. It's like an onion. So it's very, it's something that, I'm sorry, it's something that's very, not stressful, but it's something that I'm trying to uncover for myself and for my other friends who are in the arts industry, because it's a really big issue. But from what I said earlier, I'm just very fortunate to have my mom and my dad who really pushed me into the arts no matter what other people said. So thanks to them, I'm doing what I love. It's really my passion ever since I was a kid. And I told them that if ever like someone tries to steer me into another direction, I will really stand my ground, because it's something that it's my passion. It's something what I like to do. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, that's really nice of you to share, you know, how, and it really shows how passionate you are about ballet, about arts, which I really love.
Thank you.
Thank you. For me naman, I think it's, I'm the one, it's so funny, kasi back in college, diba, syempre we need to decide, kasi that would make a difference. Eh.
Yeah.
It would really make a big difference on what we're gonna take. At some point, it will make a difference. So for me, parang I was so pressured na, should I do business? Should I, engineering? Or lawyer, doctor, as you said. So I must keep bugging my mom and dad. Sila naman baliktad. They just tell me, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to choose, do it. And choose it. And we will support you as long as we know that it will be good for you. So for me, it's like I'm the one having hard time on choosing the course. And like, diba, yung typically, usually, it's I have friends telling me, my mom likes me to be like this. My dad likes me to be like that. So for me, I couldn't relate talaga. Kasi for me, it's like, can I swap time? Can I swap with you just for a day? Only for a day? Para, kasi sometimes I feel like no one's guiding me. But I think it's the wrong thinking. Kasi it will be the one imposing to me, like, okay, just you need to be a doctor. Kasi my dad was a doctor. It's just that he didn't take the board exam, I think. So parang hindi siya licensed. So parang they were looking at my brother will be a doctor or me. But I don't know. Parang they're really supportive. That's all I can say. And as much as I want to say that it's already 2021 and I think na families are not like that, but I think it's very unfair kasi I know that there are still families who impose like courses. That's the simplest thing. It starts from there. Courses. Okay, you need to be an engineer, you need to be a lawyer. Mm-mm. But a very big but for me is that's not a negative thing at some point. Because as what Cass mentioned a while ago, our parents just likes the best for us for the future. Right? Because syempre sila, they have more wisdom, they have more experience. So they would just like you to have a great future. Talaga. I think that's the most bottom line of being a Chinoy. I mean, our parents likes us to be just comfortable.
And in terms of the arts naman, I see a lot of young kids now very into arts. Like a lot of commission work is happening now, not just for paintings, but also yung mga graphic arts.
Graphic artists.
Wow, ang dami. I'm so amazed. Yes.
That's my course. It's true. A lot.
I had one discussion with Janina two episodes back when we were discussing about branding. And obviously, Chinoy influencers, it's not something that parents would imagine, diba? I bet their parents were like shocked. What is this influencer that you're talking about? What is this content creation? Diba? What is this? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna get any money from this? And then parang sinasabi ni Janina, we actually do help the economy. We actually earn a lot from this, diba? Because people don't understand. But there is really like, I mean, if it's on in the form of stability in terms of money, there is part, diba? So, ayun. Okay. Next, ito. I actually particularly like this. All Chinese know how to speak Chinese or Mandarin. Diba? Parang when you go to like, yung mga typical memes that I see online is when there's a Chinese menu, they give it to you and they ask you to like order, diba? Or yung mga ganun. Or sometimes your friends, especially in college, diba? I came from a Chinese school. So if you go to college, syempre, hindi na all Chinese and they start telling you, can you speak something in Chinese? Can you say something in Chinese? Diba? Yeah. Can you translate this?
Super
true
wild.
Or false?
True and false. I mean, there are Filipino Chinese who can speak legit Mandarin as in 100%, really fluent. But for me, I'll be honest, I'm from Ica. And I think everyone knows what that means. But honestly, I know how to speak Fukien. I've learned it from my ama growing up. What's this? When it comes to Mandarin, I do struggle. I always ask.
I started not knowing a single Chinese word. That's so adamant. Like basic, super basic, like I don't consider that as I know a little Chinese. I don't consider that. So for me, I consider myself, I really don't know. The only time I got interested in learning Chinese when I was having my final internship in one of the hotels in BCC is when I was at the front desk and everyone doesn't know how to speak any Chinese. And then timing na ako lang in Chinese. Everyone was like, oh, di ba you're Chinese? Baka you can talk to this guest. Can you translate? So parang,
na stereotype ka.
Automatic talaga. You're Chinese. Oh, see, can you help us? Can you translate for this and whatsoever? I was like, I am fake Chinese on that time, you know? I'm fake Chinese. I kept, sabi ko, okay, let me borrow your phone and then Google translation na lang tayo. Basta I can say it. I can say it to them na lang, di ba?
I think yun din yung ano, isang misconception that people think we all know how to speak Mandarin, or to them Mandarin and Fukien is just one thing. In reality, like we really speak more Fukien if our parents, you know, talk to us in Fukien. Mandarin is just really something we learn in school, diba? So that's one another thing, diba? Misconception. Okay, next. Oh, this a bit cheesy. Great Wall. If you've heard about this, Great Wall, for those listeners who are not familiar, so this is a term that I learned in college. Apparently, it's a thing that Chinois are not allowed to date non-Chinois. Kasi may Great Wall daw sila. So yun. It's, typically, people think Great Wall is there as... some people think it's racist. So yun. Do you think it's racist, true or false?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, as of now, I'm not really sure if I do have a Great Wall, but parang minsan nagpaparinig yung mom ko, dad ko na parang dapat it's better Chinese, you know that? Pero like, I'm not also sure kasi parang I only had one girlfriend ever since. So, for me, I don't find it racist kasi I think the game plan of having a Great Wall, example for me, is not about being racist. I think it's about the mindset of your other part Chinoy. Kasi as I know na if you are a Chinoy, most likely, we will have that certain mindset that all of us would have. For example, we are business-minded, we are family-oriented, respect of elders. I'm not saying like you're not a Chino, you don't have these aspects or attributes. But I think it's more about the understanding your partner. Diba? All those traditions, I mean, ako sasabihin ko, in our family, we do have a lot of practices, feng shui, and everything. And if you're not Chinese, you would look at me in a weird way, like why is there a frog under my table in the office? Why is there like a Buddha sitting, diba? So you won't understand each other, and then yes, there are chances wherein you can ano naman compliment on it. Pero I think it's best if it's your ano na, your parang in line na. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm
the same culture. I kind of get it. Like same wavelength, same culture, coming from the same background, something like
that. And then if they say that it's about preserving wealth, I think that's also that part. I think that's not the whole story about the
family. I think that's outdated.
That's so, I don't know what year was that.
Old, super old school.
Super old school then.
Yes.
Can I add something to that too? I've read some articles about this, and I was really, because okay, Great Wall came from, that term Great Wall came from, honestly, it came from Ateneo. I was in a college, I think I was in high school or college when it came out, and a few articles came out, and I read some articles that said that it's not just the Filipino Chinese community that has the Great Wall. The African Americans in states have that. Latinos in America have that. Filipinos as well. And what is pretty interesting from what Justin said is that I think he said something about like it's not on a personal level. It's not about preserving wealth, but it's more about preserving the culture, because coming from experience, my mom's Filipino and my dad's Chinese, and there is also a bad side to the Great Wall as well. I think it really I'm sorry, this is a really personal thing, so I think it's I think there are some racist undertones when it comes to the Great Wall, because it's not just the Filipino Chinese who experiences this. The African American community experiences this too. And I have friends, I think I won't share her name, but I have a friend who is Filipino,
and her boyfriend is African-American, and her African-American boyfriend's family is like, yo, what's going on? Why are you with non-black? Why are you trying to like, you hate your fellow blacks? Why do you have to be with a Filipino or a white girl or something like that? So it's not just the Latino community, it's also in other places too.
You know, I think it varies talaga. I get the both mm-hmm. points. Because the whole Great Wall thing, if I'm not mistaken, Justin shared, you know, preserving wealth. That was actually the intent of the whole Kai Xiao culture, yeah. You know, introducing families together, where if ancient China, they don't really marry for love, they marry for wealth. And then after a while, it started trickling down. And then we're in 2021, guys, we're modern, right? But you still see all these Great Wall. I think the intent is for what you guys said, to preserve the culture, to avoid future misunderstandings, because there are cultures, practices, like what Justin pointed out earlier, mm-hmm. that other culture won't get, diba? Right? Parang, mm-hmm. why do I have to go to the temple? Why do I have to
follow? Wear red?
Why do I have to wear red? Why do I have to be careful every seventh month of the lunar calendar? Yung mga ganun. That would mm-hmm. eventually cause misunderstanding between the two different cultures, and mm-hmm. it will, ang tanong, sino mag-a-adjust? Because if you want your partner to adjust, then that also means you're not respecting that other person's culture, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the intent. But it may have what you said, Cass, a racist undertone. Because I think some forget what the intent was.
Mm-mm.
And it gets carried out differently. Mm-hmm. Parang you see it. I mean, okay. A reference that everyone could, most people could get. Crazy Rich Asian. They're both Chinese if you think about it, but she grew up in America and they think she's not Chinese enough, right? So, may mga ganun din. But yun, I mean, I'm seeing a lot more friends right now who climbed the Great Wall.
That's nice.
People don't really climb the Great Wall. Sucks. Wala nang ganung klaseng struggle. So I think it's the same with the language or some parts of our culture where we eventually start adapting and forget, even forgetting, pero more understandable na some of the cultures we used to practice may not be as applicable
That's
now.
So true. But it is possible. I'm like the living example of that. But it takes time talaga to adjust to to different cultures.
Yeah. So yun, if everyone's patient enough, I think it's really possible. Okay, the second to the last question. Usually they think all Chinese are the same. Diba? But if you think about, diba parang pare-pares lang silang Chinese. But if you think about it, actually nga, going out of that, na pare-pares lang silang Chinese, some people immediately assume you either live in Binondo, you live in Banaue, or you live in Green Hills, diba? Which I'm sure Justin with his
I'm so far.
You're so far.
Diba? And there are Chinese in other, this one I'll start first. So my sister actually shared this story recently. She has a rota in part of the sales, right? So right before she joined the sales team, they immediately assumed na medyo strict parents. So they want her route to be like close lang, diba, to her. So when she entered, she was wondering why all her routes were in Binondo. And then after a while, she realized na parang, bakit nga ba ako nasa Binondo? She started asking. Sabi niya, hindi ka ba doon nakatira?
Oh, wow. Justin, I think you should go first because you live in Tacloban.
This is really for Justin.
For you.
Aside from location,
iba-iba din tayo ugali.
Iba-iba tayo ugali. Not all Chinese are, let's say, matipid. Not all Chinese are successful in business. Not all Chinese follow like feng shui or like all these different traditions. So parang, we are not all of us are not the same. Not all Chinese knows how to speak Mandarin.
Oh, here's one. Not all Chinese are super puti. I mean, all of us here are really white, but they're also Chinese with different skin tones who don't have singkit eyes, you know? It's so strange. But I just, it's so funny how it's just Green Hills, Banaue, and Binondo. Like,
if you're Chinese, those are the only three places you could live in. So there's no Chinese in Bacolod, there's no Chinese in Tacloban or like Mindanao.
But I actually got that when I was studying there in Manila. Like, parang the first question was asked, not actually, it wasn't a question, it was a statement. Ah, you live in Banaue.
Oh!
Wala lang, di ba? Or like, Banaue, sorry, Binondo. Ah, so your country is Binondo. I was like, you didn't even ask where I'm staying. Diba?
Yeah, it was assumed already.
Yung nga, there's that, di ba? In-assume na lang nila.
Exactly. That's funny. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I live in GH, so I'm part of that stereotype. That's really funny.
This one's the last. I think this one's more, more serious. You know, typically, as Chinese Filipinos, we're trapped in between, right? So some people think they think we're pro-China or parang, you're from China, diba? So if we look at people in the Philippines, you could see a lot of hate comments because they think, lahat kayo bumalik na lang kayo sa China because they think we're from China. But if you go back, if we look at it from China perspective naman, they all think we're Filipinos.
Yes.
Because we grew up and we were born in the Filipinos. So there's that either pro-China or pro-Philippines and we're stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, I think it's not a true or false. I think it's really true for all Chinese Filipinos here. Now, I think the question would be like, what do you have to say about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, from personal experience.
From personal experience, I remember while we were doing Chinatown, the Chinatown pageant, I think it's not just me, the other winners would get it too. We would get comments like, the Miss Chinatown pageant sucks. You should just go back to your country. Why would you have that? Just lots of racist comments on Instagram and Facebook. And they would always say, because you're pro-Chinese and pro like this. And I think it all boils down to like identity and experience for us Chinois. So I know some Chinois who identify with the pro-China movement because they grew up in China. Their experience is that they lived in China longer than they lived in the Philippines. They have a Chinese passport. So their identity is closer to mainland China, in Beijing or wherever. And then I know most of the Filipino Chinese here, like myself, I identify as a Filipino, honestly. Even though I'm Chinese by blood, if ever something happens, I will always side with the Philippines because my identity and my experience always boils down to where I grew up, which is Philippines. So yes, I think we really need to educate Filipinos as well and of course Chinese, but I think we should focus on educating Filipinos more and to show them that even though we're Chinese by blood, we're Filipinos by heart talaga. Yes, it's cliche, but it's true. Sure. Philippines is my home.
And for me, I think I would agree with Cass, wherein she said that it boils down on experience, diba? Not only from what you hear from television, from news. Kasi as much as we want to hear news, television, these things may get off-handed. These things may be exaggerated, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And if about like staying here in the Philippines, I think that would never change.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Kasi I grew up here. That's where I learned my values. And then at the end of the day, that's why that made me who I am today. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of this. So
I think it's a matter of being misinformed or not being proactive and understanding where each of the culture is coming from.
Yeah.
Which is why, like what Cass said, it's really important for us to educate whenever we can, right? Because it's really, I mean, if there's anyone who could do that educating part, it's really us because we're trapped in that, we're trapped in the middle and we see both sides, right? Agree. Okay, dami natin pinag-usapan. I'm sure there are still more stereotypes and misconceptions, but they will not fit in our time frame. So, we'll end it there. But because this is a misconception show, my last question is, what is a common misconception about you? Apart from lahat ng pinag-usapan natin kanina.
My favorite misconception about me, I think I've gotten, from my friends, actually not friends, just people who meet me in person for the first time, a lot of them have told me that they thought I was mataray. You know, I think it has something to do with my face, maybe my height, I'm not sure, but they're like, oh, Cassie, you're so nice pala and so bubbly. I didn't know, kasi akala ko masungit ka. I don't know, maybe my cheekbones, I have no idea. I don't know what gives that off, but yeah, a lot of people think I'm kind of matare, but I'm really not. I'm just Cassie.
I could attest to that, Cassie is super sweet.
True. What's yours, Justin?
For me naman, I think, if I'm in Manila when I was studying, or if I'm with friends, or if I meet friends of friends, they would say na, uy, taga-Xavier yan. Xavier. I don't know what aura the Xavierian exude. I'm only kakinig. But like, that's the first thing. Did you study in Xavier? I was like, no, I have never been there.
Pero Justin, bagay yung uniform sa'yo, now that I think about it. Diba, Mish?
I have no idea.
The uniform would look really good on you.
Justin, yun. Grabe. I'm so happy we finished. Like, the past hour has been super entertaining.
It's so fast. 1 hour. Really?
Yeah. Diba?
Super bilis nga eh.
Yun.
Super business, super business.
So before we end, if you have anything to plug, IG accounts, projects, anything you're working on, please go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you everyone for listening or watching us on episode 6 of Misconceptions. We had a great time talking with everyone. And if you're on Facebook or IG, please follow me on Cassandra Bermeo Chan on Facebook and at Kazu Chan on IG. So that's at CAZZUCHAN.
Yeah, so of course, first of all, Mish, thank you so much for having Cass and me. Yeah. I personally enjoyed it for the, I mean, I don't know, I didn't even keep track of time because bitin pa nga eh. But as you said,
dami pa.
I mean, yes, thank you so much. And of course, for all the supporters out there supporting me and Cass, thank you so much once again. I will never get tired and saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I always believe that that's one way of us showing how thankful we are for being in this position because of you guys. And yeah, for Instagram, Facebook, you can find me on Facebook at Justin Philip Yap. And then Instagram is Justin Yap, JYap1.
So that's it. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next.